Welcome back to Art Speak. We're doing the web bonus now with Jeff Rich, and just really getting to know your background in art and really how you got started with photography.
Well, I started out in the Savannah College of Art and Design in Savannah, Georgia, as my undergrad. And, you know, the reason I ended up there as an undergrad student was kind of just I grew up drawing. I actually grew up drawing birds. I was kind of obsessed with birds, so I'm kind of my friends call me a bird nerd. I prefer to think of it as a healthy hobby. But anyway, so I went to Savannah College of Art and Design and actually got a film and video degree and did that for a while and did editing documentaries, sort of social issue documentaries for a while in Asheville, North Carolina, and then ended up back at the Savannah College of Art and Design for my MFA. And that's when I really started working in earnest on my watershed project, which I've been working on since about 2005 or 2006. And it initially started with my interest in the rivers surrounding Asheville, North Carolina. And it kind of just kept growing and growing as I started looking around the South and looking around the Southeast in general. And one of the things that was really fascinating to me was the fact that the French Broad River, which flows north from sort of southwest North Carolina up to Asheville and then into Tennessee, my realization that this river actually went to the Gulf of Mexico instead of the Atlantic, which I always assumed, was really sort of this big event for me, because I realized that this part of the South was connected directly to New Orleans, which, I mean, to me, New Orleans and that part of Appalachia don't really have that much in common, but finding that connection was really fascinating to me, that you could get on a river in a canoe, theoretically, and make your way all the way down to New Orleans within, you know, a couple weeks.
And you have a book, right, about all this? Can you tell people a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Watershed, the book is called Watershed, the French Broad River. And the book details the French Broad River in western North Carolina and kind of shows the positive things as well as the negative things. So we're showing things like industry and the way industry has sort of abused the watershed and the rivers in the watershed, as well as recreational opportunities, so the more positive things. People that consider themselves sort of stewards of the river, like the riverkeeper, and really just showing both of those and showing the relationship, this constant shifting relationship with the river. And I was really lucky in that in 2010, I entered this contest called Critical Mass, and it's held by this organization called Photo Lucida. And it's a really interesting program, but essentially I won the book award. So that's sort of the top prize for the competition is the book award.
That's great.
You submit sort of a proposal to produce a book, and they end up really just through their own sort of fundraising, they end up producing the book for free.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, pretty big investment.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Pretty good. Yeah, it's a great opportunity for emerging artists. I mean, Photo Lucida is based out of Portland, Oregon, but they really have some great opportunities for emerging artists.
And you mentioned you hope to make this a three-part series. What are the plans, I guess, for the next two books? Do you have anything? I'm sure you already do, but can you preview those? Or what will be kind of encompassed in those that's different from the first one?
So it's going to continue down the river, essentially. It's the easiest way to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting in the mountains, and I'm going to end up in New Orleans. So I'm essentially going to look at the Tennessee watershed would be the second chapter.
Okay.
And the third chapter would be the Mississippi watershed. And right now I'm focusing on sort of the southern Mississippi watershed because, as some people know, the Mississippi watershed takes up about a third of the continental United States. So to cover that would be a pretty large project, to say the least. But yeah, so I'm just continuing down the river, and the second part is really going to focus on the Tennessee River and how the Tennessee Valley Authority has changed really the whole geography and cultural geography of this area. So, you know, since the 1930s when it was initially founded. The Mississippi is at the very tip of the iceberg in terms of a project right now. I've been focusing on the way that the Army Corps of Engineers really shaped the river, using levees and other sort of flood control blocks and things, other flood control devices. But, you know, that project is going to expand because it's such a big river, it's such a part of the center of this country. So it's really going to expand in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and I would imagine that this takes up already so much of your time, but do you ever have time to really, or do you have an interest ever in really stepping back and taking a look at other issues or photographing other things other than this project?
You know, between, I'm a professor at the University of Iowa now, so between sort of teaching, you know, sort of marketing this work, the watershed work, and then also doing this Eyes on the South,
yeah.
I've really found that the working on the watershed and getting back on the river is something that really is just really important to me right now. So I have interest in doing other projects, but for the, you know, for the immediate future, it's going to be this project for a while.
Right. Do you see any popular trends in Southern photography right now that you find unique or worth noting?
Yeah, I think that there is a trend to, you know, I have a couple colleagues that have worked on some projects. Elliot Dudick is one of them. He did this project called Road Ends in Water that was really fascinating. It was really this study of this small sort of triangle in South Carolina that I found really fascinating, and it really gives you this sort of sense of place. And I think that, to me, is what I find most interesting about the South. There's another artist that we featured on Eyes in the South named Ryland Steele, who has focused in on an area, Florida, that is this sort of town that's founded and doesn't have very many residents. And so these projects that really focus in on one region is what I've noticed as a trend and what I find really as an artist.
Great.
And as a curator, talked about like what why it was important.
That's great. Thank you so much, Jeff, again for joining
You're
me
welcome.
Here on Art Speak, and we'll see you guys next week.